two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's breezy, blue sky, 95 degrees.
New crash, northbound I-15, 23rd North. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The CDC says it's investigating more than 90 cases of possible lung illnesses linked to vaping, many of those involving teens. Dr. Christy Sadramelli from Johns Hopkins University says vape oils can emit heavy metals and harmful chemicals. This on top of ultrafine particles, which can be very damaging to the heart and lungs.
Teens who use these need to understand that they're placing themselves at risk for lifelong tobacco addiction and potentially serious lung damage.
The Utah Department of Health is investigating five severe cases of lung disease here in the state, and they're studying whether or not e-cigarettes are to blame. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
It's a disease not always seen in people who smoke regular tobacco. It's pneumonitis, or inflammation of the lungs. The five cases in Utah are linked to vaping. However, health officials can't confirm if they were caused by vaping. But all five of the patients say they either vape or they inhale something else, like marijuana or CBD oil. And all five of those people had to be hospitalized, and some needed help to breathe.
All of those patients also had stomach problems, like vomiting or nausea. KSL News Time 401. We have a disturbing story this afternoon out of Taylorsville. Maria Chaleos is here with details of an arrest made over the weekend. Maria?
And Jeff, the story I've come to tell you here today is about Volkswagen. Volkswagen is going to pay big to help Utahns cut pollution. Here's KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs.
Every state truck and bus that gets replaced should help a lot.
We will achieve a 92% to 100% reduction in NOx per vehicle.
Lisa Burr with the Division of Air Quality is talking about nitrogen oxide pollution. Volkswagen got caught lying about how much of it their diesel engines were putting out. And now they're forking over $35 million to replace some of Utah's older vehicles that weren't great for the air.
Larger, heavy-duty dump trucks, snow plows, those types of things.
Look for some new UTA buses, and Salt Lake County School District gets to go totally green.
They're going to be the first district in the state to adopt electric vehicle school buses.
And Jeff, let's go back now to that disturbing story you were talking about. A Taylorsville woman is accused of using laundry detergent to abuse her elderly parents. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has those details.
Tide laundry detergent. That's what police say 42-year-old Ann Cockrell poured on her 72-year-old father and 69-year-old mother after beating them with her hands, their oxygen tanks, and walking canes. Investigators say as she did all this, she yelled she wanted to kill the couple, which police say she nearly did with the beatings and laundry detergent. Court records show Cockrell was charged with abusing her parents earlier this year, but those charges were dropped after she pleaded guilty in abeyance to lesser charges. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
A third person has now been charged in the January shooting death of a real estate agent. 38-year-old Jessica Louise Miller is charged with obstructing justice, identity fraud, forgery, and desecration of a body. She was arrested after police traced some evidence at the scene to surveillance at a local grocery store. 40-year-old David Stokoe's body was found on January 18th inside a crawl space in a closet at a home on Princeton Avenue. Stokoe was renting part of that home to the suspects. Utah's Planned Parenthood says it won't be bullied by the Trump administration. It will forego funding of a popular program rather than comply with the new rule. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke explains.
That rule bans those who offer lower-cost birth control and some screening services from referring people to abortion providers. It's part of the so-called Title X program, which has been in place in Utah for about 35 years. But Planned Parenthood of Utah CEO Carrie Galloway says the ban on referrals is unethical and dangerous, so they'll forego the funding rather than comply.
Several groups have sued the Trump administration over the ban. The case is still in the courts. The Trump administration says it's simply an effort to keep taxpayers from indirectly paying for abortions. KSL's top national stories this hour. The mother of Eric Garner is speaking out following today's firing of the NYPD officer involved in Garner's death 5 years ago. Gwen Carr sending a message to Daniel Pantaleo, the officer who was fired.
I lost my son. You cannot replace that. You can get another job, maybe at Burger King, okay?
The lawyer for Daniel Pantaleo says he plans to appeal the decision to fire him. Hamilton County, Ohio prosecutor Joe Dieter is today announcing an indictment on 9 rape charges against Reverend Jeff Drew, a priest who had been placed on leave after accusations related to the case.
I believe that there's a pretty good probability that there are other victims out there.
Drew had been the pastor of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Officials in Afghanistan are vowing to crush ISIS militants in the wake of a devastating terror attack over the weekend. The suicide bombing at a wedding in Kabul claimed the life of an 8-year-old boy and 62 others. A survivor of the blast tells the Associated Press the people of Afghanistan are tired of the death and violence, and they hope more action can be taken to dismantle the terror network. The country's president says his government will eliminate all safe havens for ISIS inside of their borders. And adapted pig hearts could be transplanted into patients within the next 3 years. That's according to surgeons in the United Kingdom. Health officials say the anatomy and physiology of a pig's heart is similar to that of a human's, so they are often used as models for developing new treatments. KSL News Time, 4:05.